Welcome to the Couch Potato Sports Show,
the radio home of champion indoor football's Texas Revolution and the 2016 season.
Join Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, for the live play-by-play of hard-hitting, fast-paced football action
on a 50-yard indoor field.
Listen live on our website, www.thecouchpotato.wix.com/revsradio, or by calling 347-215-7497.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome into the Couch Potato Sports Show for our continuing coverage of the 2016 Texas Revolution Indoor Football Team of Champions Indoor Football, as your revolutionary home taking on the Dodge City Law, live from the Arrow Event Center in Allen, Texas, here on the Couch Potato Sports Show in your Texas Revolution Radio Network. And now it's time for the pregame show.
Hello, everybody. Welcome into the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's me, Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, with your coverage of the 2016 Texas Revolution Indoor Football Team, as your Revolution are at home again, taking on the Dodge City Law. This is probably, I told you it was important last week for the Texas Revolution to get a victory. Well, it's all the same here tonight as they take on the Dodge City Law, a team that really handed the Texas Revolution a butt kicking not more than just a couple of months ago while they were on the road taking on the Law in Dodge City. A very important game as your Texas Revolution right now, sitting at 7-1, and right behind them are the Dodge City Law. So this game this week is quite possibly a game that's going to be for, who knows, maybe the championship of the Southern Division on the Champions Indoor Football, or maybe a thing where the Texas Revolution might be playing for home field advantage. This is a huge game for the Texas Revolution, seeing where they are in the standings in Champions Indoor Football. So let's take a look at the standing, but let's start in the Northern Division, where the Sioux City Bandits, 6-2 on the season, have the slight edge over the 6-2 Wichita Fours, and that's because they've only given up 286 points, and the Wichita Fours have given up 366. That's the reason why, plus, as far as the tiebreakers, that's where they are. In third place are the Omaha Beef. They are 4-4 on the season, a team that's kind of hanging on for a playoff spot, and that is huge because the first three teams in the Northern Division have played 8 games. A team that's sitting right on the cusp is the Bloomington Edge. They are 3-4 on the season, a game that's very important for them this week, as they are 3-4 with only 7 games, so only 1 game behind. So that Omaha Bloomington Edge is hanging on right there. The Salina Liberty, they are 2-6, as well as the Chicago Eagles are 2-6, pretty much on the outside looking in as you take a look at that Northern Division. And we talked a little bit about the Bloomington Edge. This is a huge week for them, as they are that game behind as far as 7 games compared to the other teams that are ahead of them have played 8. And they take on the Sioux City Bandits, and this is such a huge game for them as far as where they're going to be on the standings in Champions Indoor Football. That having been said, they dropped this game to Sioux City, it could be lights out for the Bloomington Edge, and the Omaha Beef might just write their ticket into the playoffs. The top 3 in each division make the playoffs. So let's talk a little bit about that. Sioux City and Wichita are fighting out the battle to try to figure out who's going to get the first week bye in the playoffs. And that is huge, too, especially if you have some players that are nicked up here and there. If you get a week off, that's a luxury. So, but the second and third place teams will be playing in week number one of the playoffs. So it could be Sioux City, it could be Wichita, and it could be Omaha. Now, that having been said, it's not all over for Omaha to win the division. However, a two-game lead for either Wichita and the Sioux City Bandits might just put them on the outside looking in as far as winning the actual home playoff advantage and the week off. So, that having been said, it's going to be an important division in the Northern Division. In the Southern Division, where your Texas Revolution play, they are on top in that division. They are 7-1. And they're taking on the Dodge City Law tonight. This is an important game. Why? Because the Dodge City Law are 6-2 on the season. If the Dodge City Law get the victory tonight, they will be 7-2. And so will the Texas Revolution, but the Dodge City Law have the tiebreaker. They would have won two games in the series that they had, so they would have the big-time tiebreaker, and then Dodge City would have to start losing games in order for the Texas Revolution to wrap up that home field advantage, so that is huge. So tonight's game is huge because of where the standings are. Now, let's take a look at the rest of the Southern Division, where the Amarillo Venom, they are 4-3 on the season, and the Duke City Gladiators are in the fourth position at 4-4 on the season. Seeing how the Amarillo Venom are in the same position as the Bloomington Edge are, however, with just a little bit better record. They've only played 7 games compared to the Texas Revolution, the Dodge City Law, and the Duke City Gladiators have all played 8 games. So where they are in the standings, they're sitting pretty in the third spot because of that one game that they haven't played. There are only 2 teams in the league that have not played 8 games, and that's the Bloomington Edge and the Amarillo Venom. And Amarillo right now sitting in third place because of the percentage of where they are at 751. That having been said, or 571. That having been said, the Duke City Gladiators are at 500. So, a very important game tonight for the Duke City Gladiators because they have a huge game as they're on the road again right here in the DFW area taking on the Mesquite Marshals. If you remember, the Duke City Gladiators took on your Texas Revolution last week and the Revolution beat them up 56-34. So, that having also been said, when you take a look at the Amarillo Venom, the Amarillo Venom got beat up by San Angelo not more than just a week or so ago, and a game where they really, really should not have let that one slip through their fingers, and that one may come back and bite the Amarillo Venom at a later time as they took a huge loss to the San Angelo Bandits as they were on the road. So, the San Angelo Bandits getting the victory over that football team is really going to make a difference in the standings as far as where everybody is when the Amarillo Venom took that loss. So, a rematch there. This time San Angelo, they are in Amarillo. So a very important game for that 8th game of the season. The Duke City Gladiators taking on the Mesquite Marshals, and the rest of the division looked like this as the Mesquite Marshals are 1-7 on the season. The only victory coming to the Sioux City Bandits, and that was a game where we covered that game for the Sioux City radio folks who were doing a girls basketball game and they could not make the trip. So we stood in place for them. And that was the only game that the Mesquite Marshals have won this year. Mesquite can play a very, very big role in tonight's, in the standings in the Southern Division because they have the Duke City Gladiators. The Mesquite Marshals get that victory tonight. They'll be 2-7, and the Gladiators will drop to 4-5 out on the season. Amarillo needs to redeem themselves as they're 4-3 in third place. But if they drop that game in San Angelo, that will move the Gladiators back up into the situation. So if the Gladiators win, they'll move up into that third space. If Amarillo and the Gladiators win, Amarillo still maintains that third place position. So big time things going on then tonight. So Texas Revolution in first place in the Southern Division, 7-1. Dodge City Law, 6-2. Right now, the Amarillo Venom with only 7 games are 4-3. The Gladiators, 4-4. The San Angelo Bandits, 2-6. And the Mesquite Marshals in last place in the Southern Division at 1-7. Remember, the top three teams do make the playoffs. The first team in each division will earn a bye. And then the second and third place teams will go at it at the home field of the second place team. So the third place team will be on the road. Crazy season as it is we're wrapping up, and we still only have really only 4 teams out of the 12 that are really out of it. So that having been said, it's going to be another great season in Champions Indoor Football, as they had a great season last year. They actually went to week number 11 before we knew who all were going to be in the playoffs. And then in week number 12, it was positioning. So it was a great season last year. And they're following up with another great season. And your Texas Revolution have won 13 games in a row at the Allen Event Center, which is their home field. They haven't lost since they have joined Champions Indoor Football. And that's huge for them as they move forward into the rest of the season. And especially for tonight's game, that home field advantage is really, really huge. And it plays a big part in the Texas Revolution football team. And it's not because of the referees. I was talking to some folks that were, well, you know, the refs, you know, they're on their side. Well, for the last 5 years, I've been calling indoor football in Allen, and the Allen Wranglers / Texas Revolution for the first 3 years couldn't win a game at home to save their life. So it's not because these referees have any kind of bias at all. It's just that they are bad, 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 bad team at home. Meaning bad being good. So that having been said, the Dodge City Law are going to have to come out there, and they're going to have to beat this Texas Revolution football team that when they went up to Duke City did not have a lot of vital players with them when they went up there. So the Texas Revolution right now healthy out on the season and have everybody in the lineup and except one, Frankie Solomon Jr. But Frankie Solomon Jr. on his Facebook, if you follow it, which I do, I mean, come on. Yeah, I follow you guys on Facebook. And so I follow Frankie, and he said, I asked Webb to step up in my absence because of injuries. And folks, I'm going to tell you right now, A-Webb has been huge for this Texas Revolution football team on the defensive side of the ball. Definitely taking that step up with Frankie Solomon Jr. going down to injury. So a lot of great things going on for this Texas Revolution football team as they head into this week taking on a tough, tough Dodge City Law team. And I don't say that just because I like Ricky Burns. I don't say that just because I like the head coach of this football team, Sean Ponder. I don't say that because that's just the thing you say as far as politically correct and you don't want to insult another football team. This is an important week, and these teams are good football teams, and they are going to go smash mouth football at the Allen Event Center. It's going to be a great one as we get ready to get set for kickoff here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. Now, what we're going to do now, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about your Texas Revolution and the consequences of this game here tonight at the Allen Event Center. So hang around here as we take a quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and the pregame show and your Texas Revolution Radio Network. We will be right back. At Five Star HVAC Contractors, we know how important it is to be comfortable in your own home. That's why we make it a priority to get your air conditioner or heater running quickly and efficiently. We know what it takes to keep you comfortable this summer season. So now's the time to get a full AC tune-up. Call us today for a $45 service call to have a qualified technician come to your home. Also, new complete systems installed with zero down and zero interest for 12 months. No minimum monthly payment. So give us a call at 5-Star HVAC Contractors at 214-457-8441. That's 214-457-8441. And tell them Sonny sent you. At Wesson General Contracting Incorporated, we're your one-stop shop for all your general contracting needs. We are locally owned and with over 20 years of experience, so roofing, gutters, sidings, fence staining, painting, foundation problems, or roof damage are no problems at all. Give us a call at 214-200-5588. That's 214-200-5588. Wesson General Contractors, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast. Craving an island adventure? Try Pollo Tropical, Allen's newest restaurant with a tropical twist. We're famous for our flame-grilled, citrus-marinated chicken, seasoned with island spices and prepared with the freshest ingredients. Choose from a variety of our island-inspired menu items and pair with a side of classic beans and rice, an Islander staple. Pollo Tropical now has 14 locations in the DFW area, including the one at 102 South Central Expressway in Allen. For more locations and information, visit PolloTropical.com. This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Texas Revolution, telling you about Pogo Pass. Pogo Pass is an annual pass that gives you complimentary admission to the best entertainment venues in Dallas. A one-time fee per person provides you access to participating venues at various times and dates throughout the year. Each pass is individualized with the name of the pass holder, the expiration date, and a unique barcode for tracking and use. So check out DallasTX.PogoPass.com for more information. Now let's hear some of the highlights from last week's victory of the Texas Revolution taking on the Duke City Gladiators.
Wormley making himself eligible on the offensive line. Kent looking things over. Two men stacked, one in motion, top of your screen. Give it to Fudge, left side. Yellow hanky, legal defense. Touchdown! Revolution! Darius Fudge with the touchdown. Let's see if it was a legal defense. I thought it was. So the touchdown is good. The Revolution take the lead 6-0 with 3 minutes and 47 seconds left to go.
Underneath center, 2 men in motion, top of your screen, one set. Fudge in the backfield. Back to pass with legal defense. Going for the end zone. Ball caught. Touchdown! Revolution! That was Willis on the touchdown reception. Here we go. Third down, 10. Ball on the 15-yard line. Back to pass. Yasir fakes it. Pumps. Throws to the end zone. Almost intercepted. It is intercepted off of the tip is Webb. Webb to the 5. Trying to get to the 10. Breaking tackles, and he's clobbered from behind by the Duke City Gladiators, Larry Brody. So now they're set. First down and goal. Place the ball at the 1-yard line. So, Revolution. Kent hands the ball out to Fudge. Touchdown! Revolution. Darius Fudge on the 1-yarder. That's going to bring up fourth down now for the Gladiators. So here we go. The Revolution getting set. The defense making the play. We'll give them the ball back if they can stop them. Consider underneath center. One man going to be in motion. Top of your screen, one in motion. Going the far. Ball caught. And short of the first a touchdown, the Revolution turn away the Duke City Gladiators at the 1-yard line, played by the newcomer Johnson, and a turnover on downs. The Revolution get the ball at their own 5-yard line. That was a great play. brought down a goal for the Revolution from the 2-yard line, actually, in between the 2 and the 1-yard line. Here come the Revolution, still 15 seconds left on the play clock as Kent looks over the defense from the Gladiators. They bring in the big Williams as the fullback touchdown! Revolution! So Williams with the touchdown. Here we go. Fourth down for the Revolution here. In goal from the 3. Dewberry back to pass in. Solomon touchdown! Revolution still fighting for his berry. And Clint Solomon gonna go ahead and just beat this one. There's the Cannon and the Revolution with 1:34 left to go and taking a 55-28 lead.
And the Texas Revolution end up getting the victory at the Allen Event Center, 56-34. We're going to take a quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show, and when we come back, we'll talk with the Eagle Eye, Bill Cerna. North Dallas Nutrition is the official team sports dietitian of the Texas Revolution. Whether you play the game or watch the game, Karen Hosenfeld has a nutrition game for you. Visit NorthDallasNutrition.com or call 214-704-9179 for more information. This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of the Texas Revolution, telling you about Tantrum Tans, located at 905 Market Street, Suite 200 in Allen at Waters Creek. Unlike spray tans or harmful UV booths, our process is safe, convenient, and painless. Our custom airbrush mix contains DHA, a sugarcane extract that interacts with your skin's outermost layer to bring out a natural, healthy brown glow. And we do it in about a half hour. Check out Tantrum Tans in Allen or give them a call at 469-400-3120. Tantrum Tans, proud sponsor of the Texas Revolution Indoor Football Team.
Discover the difference. Century 21 Mike Bowman has been helping families since 1971. Our dedicated professionals, customer service department, and state-of-the-art technology provides unsurpassed service. Visit c21bowman.com now and register for cash back on your next home sale or purchase. Over 6,000 families chose Century 21 Mike Bowman last year. So whether you're moving across town or around the world, discover the difference with Century 21 Mike Bowman.
The heat is on. New Nissans have been reallocated to the fastest-growing Nissan dealership in North Texas. That's us, Nissan of McKinney. But maybe you're asking, why Nissan of McKinney? It's because we have selection. Some might even say the biggest, with over 1,000 to choose from. Plus, we've got perks. Get 2 years free maintenance on any new Nissan, and discounts as high as $14,000. Get Rogues and Altimas for $18,995, or 0% for 60 months. Because if Nissan builds it, we discount it. NissanofMcKinney.com.
This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Texas Revolution, telling you to stop on by Ortho Texas. Ortho Texas of Plano is a group of physicians and surgeons treating all complex orthopedic conditions ranging from degenerative bones and joint problems to sports injuries. The doctors at Ortho Texas are dedicated to serving their patients with the state-of-the-art facilities and high standards of excellence in orthopedic care. So make sure you check out www.orthotexas.com. We're located at 4031 West Plano Parkway, Suite 100 in Plano, Texas. Or you can give us a call at 972-985-1072. This is Sonny Clark telling you about Total Nutrition of Allen, located at 906 West McDermott Drive, Suite 124 in Allen. Your number one supplement superstore. Total Nutrition specializes in wellness, fitness, sports nutrition, weight loss, building muscle, and more. Your success is important to us, and we look forward to you stopping by so we can answer your questions in person. Need an answer right now? Just give us a call at 214-383-5083 for phone orders that will ship same day, or speak with one of our team members who will be happy to answer your questions. Total Nutrition of Allen, proud sponsor of the Texas Revolution Indoor Football Team.
Welcome to the Couch Potato Sports Show,
the radio home of champion indoor football's Texas Revolution and the 2016 season.
Join Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, for the live play-by-play of hard-hitting, fast-paced football action
on a 50-yard indoor field.
Listen live on our website, www.thecouchpotato.wix.com/revsradio, or by calling 347-215-7497.
And welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's me, Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio. And I got online the eagle eye. It is Bill Cerna. How you doing, Bill?
I'm doing good, Sonny. How you doing?
I'm excited because this is an important week for the Texas Revolution. But before I jump into that, I want to talk a little bit about the standings before we get into it, because there was a game that a football team called the Amarillo Venom, this could come back and bite them, as they got beat by the San Angelo Bandits just a week back. Now, granted, they're in third place right now as they are sitting with a 4-3 record. The Duke City Gladiators are behind them at 4-4. The Texas Revolution handed the Gladiators two extra losses. But that game, as far as the Amarillo Venom are concerned, could come back and haunt this football team as they're trying to fight for maybe, quite possibly, the final playoff spot in the Southern Division.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And you know what, with that loss, it really puts them in that jockeying place with Duke City Gladiators for that third and final playoff spot with only four games left. Now, Amarillo has an extra game. They have five games left.
Yep.
You know, Amarillo does not have an easy schedule, so it's going to be tough. I know Amarillo still plays the Gladiators either once or twice more, but they also play San Angelo, and they play Dodge City. I think if you look at all these teams right now, I think the Venom have the toughest schedule for the remainder of the season. So, having that loss, definitely, they would have been 5-2. They would have been right there, comfortable in that third spot, possibly vying for that second spot. And now they're in a dogfight. So it's definitely going to be a tough last third of the season when it comes to the Southern Division.
Yeah, and I saw that when I thought it was a typo. I thought maybe the scores were changed, and it turned out it wasn't. But that having been said, let's hop back over to the Northern Division before we get back in more into the Southern. That was just one of the things that was on top of my mind. But the Northern Division, pretty much you got the Sioux City Bandits, the Wichita Force, and the Omaha Beef all vying for playoff spots. The Bloomington Edge, they're on the outside. They're 3-4, but they're the same thing with the Amarillo Venom. They've only played seven games to everybody else in that Division 8. So maybe that one game might be a thing for the Bloomington Edge, but as you take a look at it, as far as Bloomington is concerned, they're on the road taking on the Sioux City Bandits, an almost must-win game for them. But if the Sioux City Bandits get that victory, the Wichita Force is right there with the same record at 6-2, but the Bandits have that tiebreaker right now. That Northern Division with those three teams, it's going to be a battle between two teams to figure out who's going to get the bye in the Northern Division.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And you have the top two teams there with Wichita and Sioux City pretty much having control of the division right now. Omaha is right there hanging on to that third spot with Bloomington actually right behind them. So,
right.
Once again, it's going to come down to how that the final 5 weeks of the season happen. So we'll see how that goes. I know Sioux City, they've got Wichita that'll come to them, and then right 2 weeks later, they'll actually go to Wichita. So they're gonna Sioux City and Wichita have to play each other twice, and then Bloomington plays Sioux City twice. So you know what? Who knows how that can end up? But I tell you what, if Sioux City stumbles and they lose, say, three of those four games, that could take them right out of the playoff spot. So definitely a lot to go on there in that division, which obviously for the Texas Revolution, it really benefits us that they're battling each other, because in this league, in the CIF, the playoffs, the best ranked or the best record holds all home field advantage. And with us not having lost there in over 2 years here in Allen, that could be a huge plus for the Revolution.
Yeah, and the CIF doing it again, taking it all the way, quite possibly to week number, the 12th game of everybody's schedule or the 11th game of everybody's schedule. It's going to be really good for this league what they have done. Now, back to the Southern Division, where your Texas Revolution are sitting on top at 7-1. This game is vital because the Dodge City Law, they're right behind them with a 6-2 record. And if the Revolution take the loss, they're 6-2, and then the Dodge City Law will slide into that top spot, and then the Revolution have to finish out with wins and hope that Dodge City Law loses to where they can slip up and take that home field advantage. So they can take care of their own business here tonight at the Allen Event Center, taking on the Dodge City Law.
Yeah, exactly, it's going to come down to tiebreakers. If Dodge City can walk out of Allen and with a victory, it's going to come down to tiebreakers if they both win out after this weekend. So, very important game for Texas, and you and I talked about that before we even got on the air. If Texas can pull this one out tonight, it's pretty much going to give them a 2-game lead with 3 games left on the rest of the division.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that's something that you can look at as far as where the Revolution are moving. I mean, like you said, we haven't lost at home for over 2 years. Since they joined the CIF, they're undefeated at home. That even includes their preseason games and the playoff game against the Wichita Force last year. So this is a huge season for the Texas Revolution, and this quite possibly might be the most important game in franchise history besides the championship game that they lost, because this will give the Revolution the full, they'll be in control of what's going to happen to them, and if they get the victory in the first round of the playoffs, actually the second round of the playoffs, the first game of the playoffs for them, the championship game is going to be right here in Allen, and then we'll have a crazy Allen Event Center with lots of new fans, figuring out that football season is not done. It's indoor football. It's kind of like the nicotine patch that gets you from the Super Bowl into training camp.
Exactly. So, yeah, it'd be great to have the championship game here in our own backyard and with our fans. And then just seeing the attendance week in, week out, the Allen Event Center is right there towards the top every home game. So definitely be great to have it in our own backyard.
Taking a look at some of the personnel, we don't have Frankie Solomon Jr. You are a guy that is in the locker room. You're right there. You're right there. You've got a lot of dealings with Coach with this, with being on the road, helping coaching, figuring out situational plays that are happening as the game's going on. And so you've got the inside scoop on what's going on. How is Frankie Solomon Jr. right now? I seen that he was in the booth this past week as they took on the Duke City Gladiators. What is he telling you about it, or what can you tell us if you even know what the situation is with Frankie Solomon Jr. headed into this last month of the season going into the playoffs?
Well, I think it's definitely going to be a playoff returns when he gets here. If we can get that first round bye in the playoffs, it's definitely going to have him ready for that semifinal game. So, if we can pull out this division, take that first week bye, it's definitely going to help him. But he'll definitely be ready for the playoffs. He was a little bit too much on it when we went up to Albuquerque. So, if you noticed the last week's game, he had a little, little bike with him that kept his foot elevated, because I think he was on that foot just a little too much. So I think he's going a little bit more conscious now. But his goal is that he can be back when the playoff starts.
If you get the opportunity, folks out there, find some of the players of the Texas Revolution. Frankie Solomon Jr. is on Facebook. I follow him religiously. I check out everything he says. And one of the things he just said last week, and he's got a huge point, you take a look at his injury and the importance of where he is for this football team. You have to have what the coach says is the second man up, starting and thinking mentality, that he's the starter. And you're getting nothing but that kind of performance coming from Anthony Webb, who's taking the step in for Frankie Solomon Jr. as the defensive back for this football team.
Yeah, absolutely. With him and Jericho Nelson stepping in there, and you have Q Abram, you know, you have those guys that are gelling well together. You know what? I'm here in a little bit. We'll be talking about the previous game between Zod City and the Revolution that happened back in April, in which we gave up 87 points. If you look at the starting defense that night and the starting defense now for the Revolution, we only have two starters from that game that are actually playing, that are starting right now. So a totally different defense with what they've seen, and upgraded like crazy. We're seeing a lot more pressure in the secondary. Still like to see a little bit more to the quarterback, but definitely some big steps up. Anthony Webb leading the league in interceptions right now, and you know, at Jericho Nelson, you know, leading the team in tackles the last four games in a row. So these guys have really stepped up in the absence of Frankie.
Take a look at the team they're taking on tonight, the Dodge City Law. This is a football team that depends upon the quarterback big time, just as much as the Revolution, but maybe a little bit more. When you look at Derek Bernard, he's got passer rating of 83.3, which you can't get much better. I mean, that's a good passer rating. 86 of 154, only 10 interceptions on the season, 1,142 yards. Here's the number, though, that is huge. 19 passing touchdowns, but all you got to do is just take a look up in the rushing category for Derek Bernard, as he's the two-headed monster. 102 rushes, 676 yards, and 15 touchdowns for him. But when you take a look at that situation, you got a two-headed monster. That is huge as far as the defense is concerned. But I got a theory, but I want to get your theory. You take a look at this Dodge City Law football team. What do you think the Texas Revolution is going to have to do in order to get the victory tonight at the Allen Event Center?
Well, you just nailed it. You need to get Bernard to put the ball in the air more than what he's used to. You know, we have, since that game, we've actually gained Robert Williams back on our defensive line, which is a huge, huge plus, as he was Rookie of the Year last year for the CIF. So I think if you can get him to have to put the ball in the air, which in any football, you know, you get on top of them early. You get them on top of them early, they're going to have to go away from the rush. No matter if it's Arena League or if it's the outdoor league, you want them to put the ball in the air, because it gives your defensive backs more opportunity. And with his feet, where he's averaging almost 7 yards a carry for the season, seven yards a carry, you know, you could run all day. If you kept averaging 7 yards a carry, you're, you know, two plays, first down, two plays, first down. So you want to get him that ball in the air. And with Dominique Carson back and him playing well too, you're absolutely right. You have two guys that you really have to key in on.
That's huge. They have missed Dominique Carson, as he's only played in five games for the Law this year, and they've obviously played eight out on the season. That's the reason why you see the number down as far as his yards. But I was looking at the numbers and what the Revolution have done well this season, and you'll back me with what I'll say if I'm right or wrong, is they've been taking out the number one wide receiver of the other team. And all you got to do is, as far as taking a look at those numbers are concerned, if you take Daniel McKinney out of the passing game for the Law, then you are looking strictly running game and just keeping your eyes on Derek Bernard. Because when you look at Daniel McKinney, he's got 32 receptions, 490 yards, and 12 touchdowns. After that, the person has the most touchdowns in the passing game is Brandon Vincent. I don't even think he's on the team anymore. So they definitely rely heavily on Daniel McKinney in the receiving game.
Well, and that's a name that we heard way too much the first time we played him.
Way too familiar.
Daniel McKinney had 6 touchdowns that game. He had 4 receptions, one on a fumble, and one on a return. So he had a busy night. And I was on the sideline that game, and on every kickoff he would actually come up to me, and he'd just put how many fingers up on how many touchdowns he had. You're absolutely right. If you can take him out of the ball game, then you have to focus on that rush. But that's where our front line comes into play, and you know, hopefully we have Taylor back this week. Taylor McCullough is back this week, and really help as he led the defense in tackles that first meeting that we had with him.
Yeah, and there's a little. And you can say what you want. There's still when you talk about Tyler McCullough, you talk about a guy. I don't want to say revenge because that's just not the right word. But what it is sticking it to the team that stuck it to you in the first place. And Tyler McCullough knows that one better than anybody, as he's had a little bit of time in the NFL, playing with the best team in the NFL, that obviously being the New England Patriots. When you got a guy that has that experience, although it wasn't a lot, you see where the leadership of a guy like a Tyler McCullough coming from the NFL and also Jericho Nelson and others on this football team, where that experience helps a football team on this level just gain more confidence as they play each and every down out on the football field.
Well, yeah, and that's been missing on this defense. As Taylor is one of the leaders on this defense team, but so is Frankie. So the good thing about it is that you have such veterans and experienced guys that can take the leadership role on it on this team. And you know, a perfect example is Jericho Nelson. I've been able to be on that sideline a lot with him since he's joined the team, and not once does he come in with a swagger. He says, you know what, I know what I'm doing, let me do it. He asks questions. He wants to know how this league works. He wants to embrace it and do the best that he can, and because he's got the natural talent. You see it in his numbers every week, but he wants to make sure that he does it right, and he wants to know the rules of the league. And I like that about him because, you know, too many people don't ask questions. They just assume. He asks questions so that way he knows how it's done. You know, he's going to be a superstar in this league if he stays in this league.
Yep. And you look at it, a guy that was overlooked for the MVP last year, this year, if someone's not looking at Robert Kent, if the season ended now, Robert Kent still should win the MVP of this league. I mean, you're looking at a guy that has thrown for 49 touchdowns. Not only that, he's added 4 more rushing. So this guy's got 53 touchdowns out on the season. I'm not trying to be a homer because I'll call out the Revolution every time, you know, when they make the mistake. But I'm going to tell you right now, there's not anybody in the CIF right now that has put up the performance that we've seen from Robert Kent this year.
No, and he's just been on fire. And you mentioned 53 total touchdowns that he has so far, and just in 8 games. And he's got 50, you know, that's all averaging over 6 touchdowns a game. There's teams that don't average 6 touchdowns in a game, and he's doing it by himself. So, you know, he's definitely making his name mentioned for that MVP award, and you know, rightfully so. If it was the end of the day, absolutely. I don't know if there's anything that can slow him down for the remainder of the year to have that. But I think you got to look at and he'll be the first to tell you is look at the people around him. You know, he's got probably
absolutely
one of the best receiving corps in this league or any other arena league. When you have somebody like a Darius Fudge that's good behind him, and also out in the flat, you know, it really opens things up for him as he doesn't try to force too much. He just makes plays on when they're available.
And that is huge. And still, we're still talking. We have played 8 games. We have not seen Brett Reese yet. And this is a guy that, you know, before he was hurt last year, before he went out for the rest of the season was on his way of making a big season for him, leading the team in a lot of statistics before he went out, and he hasn't even seen the football field yet. That is so huge for Brett Reese, to where if and when he is ready to come back, he can just step out on the field and go 100% with him winning football games like this. It helps players be able to heal the correct way. And Coach even said it before when we were talking to him. He says, I want my guys 100%, not at 80% or 90%. And with the way the team was playing, they're able to heal properly before they get back out on the football field.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, he had told you earlier in the season on one of your interviews with him is that, you know, he wants to make sure the people that are behind are ready to step up. And, you know, you look at the receiving core that we have now, and then you go in and throw a Brett Reese in there.
Yeah.
Like I said, already we have one of the best cores in there, and you just amplified that with adding a Brett Reese to the roster. So, you know what, I'm hoping he'll be back this week. I saw yesterday that he did get clearance. I know he was waiting on a brace before he could actually start playing, but he was ready to play last week. You know, he was out doing drills pregame, and you know, I even saw him running through the concourse one time. So he's itching to play, and he's been itching to play for weeks. So glad to see it. It comes at a great time. You know, it just it's going to be tough to make sure and warrant snaps for everybody on that offensive or that receiving core.
Absolutely, and you see a lot of things that are going on for this football team and where they are headed right now. I mean, we kind of talked about it off air, but where we expect the Revolution, we could be homers all day long. They still got to do it out on the football field, but right now, I can just tell by what you kind of said about what you've seen as far as the performance on this football team, you expect the Texas Revolution to win the first round bye in this year's playoffs, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
I do, and you know what? It's up to them. It's theirs to lose. You know,
that's
right,
what
now,
it is.
You're in the driver's seat. You're in the driver's seat. You got to avoid playing to your competition. If you're playing a team that's a little lower in the standings, don't play to that level. You got to play your game, and you just got to stay focused. And talking to these guys, they're focused. All they talk about is going to the ship. All they want to talk about is getting that ring. So they're focused. And I think, you know, last year, you know, there was up and downs throughout the season, and it really hit a groove towards the end there. This year, they are on a groove now, and there's no wavering of it. Ever since that loss in Dodge City, I've seen a renowned focus, and I think it's really started with that Wichita game.
No, the Dodge City game. Oh, yeah, after the loss. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I have to put the commending out there for Coach. When we first started the season, we talked about this out there. I wasn't ready for him. I looked at, you know, some of his history and stuff. I wasn't necessarily ready for Coach to take over this football team as far as what we've seen in the past from him. That having been said, we haven't seen the consistent Texas Revolution since their inception into the IFL when they played in the IFL. Never mind when this football team was the Allen Wranglers. The consistency of play with the players that they have, I think, is huge. And that consistency, I think that's something when you look at the Revolution and what they've been able to do all year long is be able to make sure. Now, the other consistency of that is that they have tendencies, and those flags are something that's always been a problem for me as I watch this football team. But yet, this Texas Revolution team has been able to overcome even the mistakes out on the football field, stupid mistakes, whether it be personal fouls or whatever, or just being flagged way too much out on the football field. But the Revolution has figured out how to still win with that, and that comes from coaching.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? It really got calmed down this last week, as there was no personal fouls or unsportsmanlike conducts during this last game against New Mexico. So, you know what? I think there's a discipline side of it. Coaches actually started a fine for those unsportsmanlike conducts or those personal fouls. So, you know, it's still a bugaboo. But it's something that they're still trying to focus on, and they know it's a problem, because imagine how many, you know, we're averaging almost $90 yards a game in penalties. Imagine that's two trips down the field for the other team in just penalties. So something they're really focusing on. I was glad to see this last week. You know, at the amount of penalties went down, and also the severity of them went down. So a lot of them were just five, you know, a false start or an offside, nothing of the big automatic first down penalty that we've seen in the past.
Yep. So it's something that the Revolution got to get up under control when they get into the playoffs. So they get a couple, they get about a month before that's going to start, as the Revolution get the bye after this week. Then they are at home against the Mesquite Marshals, and then final two games of the season, they're on the road in San Angelo for a Monday nighter, and then back at the Mesquite Arena taking on the Mesquite Marshals for the final game of the season. It's set up for them in reality, especially after this week. If they get that victory this week, I think I'm right there with you. I think the Texas Revolution will win the South Division, but I think they have to have this game fail in order and before, and then if they do lose this game, though, we will see what this team is made of going into the final three games of the season. Will they play down to the competition, or will they play in a championship role after a loss against the Dodge City Law? I think this is the test of the season. It's the game of the season for them to continue with what they're doing, but if they lose this football game, the Revolution has got to put their needle to the grindstone and start busting it down, even against the Mesquite Marshals two times and the San Angelo Bandits. So, you know, a loss isn't necessarily huge. I mean, it's huge, but it's not going to define their season if they take the loss against this Law football team.
No. And obviously you don't want them to lose. And I feel comfortable with the team. I'm not how they're doing right now. But, yeah, you want to win every game. It's not only is that good for standings, but it's good for your psyche. You want to want to keep that motivation going and keeping that drive going. If we win this game, I think I feel comfortable with our division. And then I think it's going to be a watching of the other division to see if we can keep that overall number one seed going to the playoffs. That way, we keep that that home field advantage throughout the playoffs. So, this team, I will tell you, they're very good at game by game. They don't worry about the game. They weren't worrying about Dodge City last week when they were playing Duke City. They were focused on that game. So, I think they're going to go game by game. We got San Angelo in a couple weeks. They're looking a lot better. They really are. I mean,
yes,
they dismantled Amarillo by almost 50 a couple weeks ago. So they've won two in a row, and I think they're definitely improved since the last time we saw them.
Yeah, I think you're right. The improvement is the huge thing, what you talk about when you take a look at that football team. So as they won, it is what it is. So the Texas Revolution sitting right up there in the position to be able to do what they do. Important game this week, as last week's game, the last 2 weeks have been important against the Gladiators. So, but this week really kind of defines where the season is with this Revolution team. And yet, if you look on the defensive side, new personnel, regular personnel, I guess you can say, compared to anything else. So that's going to do it for us here. Bill, thanks for joining us here in the pregame show as we get set to take on the Dodge City Law. Anything you want to cover before we're out of here?
No, I'm looking forward to having an exciting game, and hopefully we can keep the scoring down, at least on their end, unlike last time, as I think we broke some records. So hopefully we can make it more enjoyable, maybe flip the script on the scoring.
Definitely. It's going to be a good one here tonight at the Allen Event Center as the Texas Revolution taking on the Dodge City Law. That's going to do it here for Bill Cerno. When we come back, we're going to take a look, we're going to dive into those stats a little bit more and what is going on with the Texas Revolution football team as they take on the Dodge City Law here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Texas Revolution Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Melody, and I'm here with appliance tips so simple, even a 9-year-old can do them. Make sure you rinse the food off your plates before putting them in the dishwasher. Food will gunk up the dishwasher and clog the sprayers. If you need help, call my daddy, Tyler Atkins, at A-Plus Certified Appliance, 972-890-5014.
I'm your GPS. Turn right up ahead. You never update me, so now I just have to wing it.
I meant turn left up ahead.
Recalculating. Turn right now! And your 15-minute insurance might not pay for all this. So get Allstate. You can save money and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Recalculating.
Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate.
This is Sonny Clark telling you to get a hold of Allstate and their representative, Jerome Moore, at 202 North Allen Drive, Suite B in Allen, Texas, or give them a call at 469-656-3233. That's 469-656-3233.
Hi, everyone. My name is Cliff Disker, and I'm with Dallas Media Production, where we help small businesses, probably a lot like you, develop marketing campaigns, lead generation by developing Facebook apps, Twitter apps, things like that. Social media management services we do for small businesses and high definition interactive video productions. So don't wait. Let's get this going right now. Give me a call at 214-760-3854 or shoot me a quick email at cliffdisker@gmail.com. We'll talk to you soon.
I had one customer said, if we know it's going to be difficult, we know it needs to be done fast, they're going to call Executive Press.
Every employee here is the face of our company. We're able to help our clients go from the design phase of their projects all the way through printing and mailing so that they're able to reach their target market. We work very hard on making sure that we get our clients' jobs out on time, with good quality, and at a competitive price.
We want our customers to feel like we are their print partner, and we are. Their job is just as important to us as it is to them.
This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Texas Revolution, telling you to stop on by Executive Press, located at 1400 Presidential Drive, Suite 110, located in Richardson, Texas. Or give them a call at 214-217-7000. That's 214-217-7000. And tell them Sonny sent you.
How would you like the opportunity to get your business in front of 1 billion people each month? I'm Fred with Fred Schott's Photo and Video, and I help business owners like you get your message out through YouTube. Statistics show that 1 billion unique visitors search YouTube each month, but if you don't have a video for your business or your service, then you won't be found. When you're ready to harness the power of YouTube, give us a call at Fred Schott's Photography and Video, and we'll help get you and your business in front of those billion people.
This is Sonny Clark, the radio voice of your Texas Revolution, telling you to stop on by Fred Schott's Photography, located on the web at www.fredschott's.com, or give them a call at 469-718-9749. That's 469-718-9749.
Hi, my name is Holt McCallany. I'm an actor in films and television. I had to design a website, and I hired several different companies. I was never happy with any of the work that they did until I found Internet Marketing Images. They're very competitively priced, and they can handle all of your social media for you. So whether you're in sales, or it's a corporate account, or you're a celebrity that just doesn't have time to always manage all the social media, try Internet Marketing Images.
This is Sonny Clark telling you to stop on by Internet Marketing Images on the web at www.4imi.com or give them a call toll free 877-469-9322. And welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show and the pregame show of your Texas Revolution taking on a tough team. That's the Dodge City Law, and quite possibly the most important game of this season. You just heard from Bill Cerna about certain situations for this Texas Revolution, what has to happen, and tonight's game, what it's all about and how important it is. As the Revolution, all you got to do is take a look at the rest of the season. The Revolution will be on the bye next week, but the week after that, the Texas Revolution at home against the Mesquite Marshals. The week after that, the Revolution are on the road for a Monday night football game, taking on the San Angelo Bandits for the second to the last game of the season. And then your Revolution, they are on the road again, but this time at the Mesquite Arena, where the Texas Revolution will probably be setting themselves up for quite possibly taking the Southern Division Championship that night and getting the first week bye. It may be done before that. We don't know. That will all depend on what happens with the Law for the rest of the season, as well as the Gladiators and the Amarillo Venom. But the setup is perfect for the Revolution to go ahead, especially if they get the victory here tonight as they take on the Duke City Gladiator, or mark that, the Dodge City Law. And the importance of tonight's game is very evident in what's going on. Let's take a look at some of the stats when you look at this football team. And I want to go back. You take a look at this football team as far as the Dodge City Law is concerned. This is a football team that lose their starting quarterback from last year, that being Joshua Floyd. They get a new guy in here to take over the football team. And then it's all about what's going to end up happening at the quarterback position. You can say whatever you want about the great running game that they do, and they do have a great running football team. That having been said, you have to get production from your quarterback. So let's start off with Derek Bernard, as in eight games, he has a quarterback rating of 83.3. He has 86 for 154 and 10 interceptions for 1,143 yards and 19 touchdown passes on the season. So a good quarterback play is huge for the Texas, for the Dodge City Law. But really, the thing that, where they get a lot of production is at the running game. There's no question that the best running team in Champions Indoor Football is the Dodge City Law. As Derek Bernard, he has 102 attempts, 676 yards, as he has 15 touchdowns rushing. So you look at the combination of what's happening, 34 touchdowns with touchdown passes and rushing for Derek Bernard. But Dominique Carson, 62 rushes, 344 yards, and 12 touchdowns. This is the guy that gets the ball down near the red zone and right to the end zone. You know Carson. So Bernard and Carson being that 1-2 punch is so huge running the football for this Duke City Gladiator football team. You, like I said, say what you want. You got a good passing game, but when you got a dual threat of what you got with Derek Bernard, it is so huge, and it gives teams an advantage when they have that 1-2 punch, without question. Let's go to the receiving stats for the Dodge City Law. Daniel McKinney, 32 receptions, 490 yards, and 12 touchdowns. He is their go-to guy, without question, because especially when throwing for the touchdown. So the Revolution know already going into this game, if they can stop Daniel McKinney in this football game, they got a good chance of beating this football team, especially in the passing game. Because when you go to the rest of the receiving stats, Brandon Vincent, 14 catches, 134 yards, 2 touchdowns. 13 catches out of the backfield for Dominique Carson, 191 yards and 1 touchdown. So if the Revolution can stop Daniel McKinney from scoring and getting into the end zone, it's almost that stat stands out so huge as far as the passing game is concerned, that then the Revolution can watch Derek Bernard. So if I'm seeing it, I am hoping the Texas Revolution are smarter than I am and figure out a way to take Daniel McKinney out of the football game. And if they do that here tonight, they can get the victory. And also, take a look at it. The Revolution have their backfield, except for Frankie Solomon Jr., but Anthony Webb has been filling in magnificent for the Texas Revolution in replacement of Frankie Solomon Jr. right there on the defensive side of the ball. Hopefully we'll get Frankie Solomon Jr. ready to go and ready to play for the playoffs. So that's going to be really huge for the Revolution as they move forward. So the numbers right there, we talked about it with Bill Cerna. I mean, so, you know, what he said about it is true. So watch this football team, watch where the Revolution are at that time, and see if that is one of the things that the Revolution will try to key in on tonight as they try to get the victory against the Dodge City Law. Let's go and let's talk about the individual stats for your Texas Revolution, and let's start off with there's no question, and I'll say there's a lot of homers out there, and I'm a homer. Okay, but I will say, if there was a better quarterback in Champions Indoor Football, and to this point, there isn't. I mean, all you got to do is look at Robert Kent. He's got a passer rating of 111.75. 111, folks, that's so huge. 146 for 246, 6 interceptions, 1,818 yards, folks. 49 touchdown passes for Robert Kent. I mean, and then you add up on the fact that he'll rush the football 17 times for 129 yards, 4 touchdowns as well. Darius Fudge rushing the football, 70 rushes, 242 yards for the Revolution, 10 touchdowns rushing the football for Darius Fudge this year, as long as comes 19. So Jordan Brown, 26 rushes, 96 yards as well, and 1 touchdown rush for Robert Williams. You heard that in the highlight reel. That just happened this past week against the Duke City Gladiators. So receiving this is, I don't know if it's a friendly competition or what the situation is, but Clinton Solomon decided that he was going to be the best wide receiver on the football team after the game against the Duke City Gladiators, because Tavarius Williams actually had the lead in yards and touchdowns last week. That was before they hit the field against the Duke City Gladiators for the second time. Clinton Solomon, 37 catches, 480 yards, 15 touchdowns on the season. Tavarius Williams, he has 30 receptions, 474 yards, just 6 shy of Clinton Solomon, but with only 12 touchdown pass receptions. So that little friendly rivalry between both of them is huge. Darius Fudge also, 29 catches, 276 yards, 8 touchdown receptions. Ronnie Cooper, 26 catches, 234 yards and 6 touchdowns. And Joe Adams, in only 3 games, 10 receptions, 208 yards, 6 touchdown passes. LaDon Hudson with 8 catches, 100 yards. He's a newcomer as well, with 2 touchdowns. Jordan Brown, 5 catches, 31 yards, and with 2 touchdowns as well. So, looking at a lot of stuff that's going on, Jeff Willis, he has 4 catches for 61 yards. He has 2 touchdowns. And Michael Wormley, not to leave him out, he's got 1 catch, 2 yards, and a touchdown. So, looking really good for him in the 6 games that he has played. So, the Texas Revolution, huge numbers advantage. You can see that in the stats, and that's just the way that it usually works out when you get all set and ready to go and you look at this football team tonight. So, the biggest game of the season, we talked about the biggest games were those Duke City Gladiator games. That was this week, and this is this week that it is the biggest game of the season. The Revolution, and I say that now, if the Revolution dropped this game, next week's game, in 2 weeks against the Mesquite Marshall will be the biggest game of the season. But really, in reality, as far as where they stand in the standings and what the Revolution are trying to do as far as getting that home field advantage, getting that first week bye in the playoffs, and if they get the victory and they play it down here, trying to get that championship game over here at Allen as the Texas Revolution gets set and ready to go and going for the championship in 2016. A huge season for this Revolution team. It's been an exciting season for the Texas Revolution, and there is no doubt that this is a better team from last year. Injuries are not a big issue, although we're missing Frankie Solomon Jr. Hopefully, we will get him back before the playoffs start, and we can utilize him throughout the playoffs and for this next month get him healed up and ready to go. So that's going to do it for us here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and the pregame show. I'd like to thank for the Eagle Eye Bill Cerna, obviously, for joining us, and those that are listening out on the Couch Potato Sports Show and over there on the website, www.thecouchpotato.wix.com/RevsRadio. So for everybody at the Texas Revolution, I'm Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio. We're out of here. When we come back, it's going to be kickoff here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. If you're not listening to it early, as we posted this on Thursday afternoon, hopefully everybody has a great day. Until then, I'm Sonny Clark. Everybody have a good day. Bye-bye.
Ready, set,
welcome to the Couch Potato Sports Show, the radio home of champion indoor football's Texas Revolution and the 2016 season. Join Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, for the live play-by-play of hard-hitting, fast-paced football action on a 50-yard indoor field. Listen live on our website, www.thecouchpotato.wix.com/RevsRadio, or by calling 347-215-7497.